Thank you, Father. I am reading from 2 Thessalonians 1 and 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore, also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and he in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. Now, we are back here on the warpath. We are exposing the heresies that circled the earth for many years, and that is the heresies of Raymond Jackson. It took root in India, it took root in Africa, and it took root in many parts of the world. People are anchored in those heresies. I think the earliest exposition of Raymond Jackson heresies was in book 12. I think that takes us to about what year, I can't remember. 2000? Yeah, somewhere there, 204 or something like that. But then since that time, Jackson, he has many offsprings, offshoots, cliques, churches. Yes, sir. And many cults arose throughout the world. Deceived those Indians in India. Yeah. They deceived those Africans in Africa. Yes, around the world. Now, but it did not stop there. It went on to go further and further away from the scriptures and made hideous cults and greater heresies, starting from that one corrupt tree of heresies. It went forth and brought forth corrupt fruits, as our Lord said in Matthew 7. The fruits that it bore was corrupt doctrines, and it produced corrupt lives. And it happened that now these fellows here, Te and Anda, interfered with EODH. The perfect revelation of the message of William Branham. And they are getting the two-edged sword. Beside that, they interfered with great men. Right? Great men in Ghana who we respect, and somehow was affiliated with these Jackson people. And when EODH books fell into their hands, their eyes were opened. Yes.
So they separated
themselves from such wicked doctrines.
So they interfered with our minister brothers. And they are going to pay for it publicly and full exposition of their heresies. And the axe has been laid to the root of the trees, and then the branches with the fruits will fall.
Right. We are doing this, not that I have much hope for Mr. Amos, not that I have much hope for Tay and Anda. No, but I do this with the hope of bringing deliverance to their people, their congregations everywhere. Yes, we don't need this very much here. We are not following heresies. I'm not trying to win you over from heresies. We are people that follow the truth. And by God's grace, have never been mixed up in heresies or making a cult. No, sir. We followed the truth. Yes, I was never mixed up in a cult in all my Christian life. Never. I never went out preaching heresies at no time and had to repent. We have witnesses here that dates back, my brother, to 40 and more years. And as long as I started to preach the gospel, there I was never caught up in heresies, never followed a heretic, not one time. Yes. I never had to repent for that. I laid my beloved, the line straight on Brother Branham's message until Revelation 10:1 was revealed to me. Yes, I thank God for his grace. So we are on the subject again, Raymond Jackson, offspring. Yes, I was saying offsprings, but then the scribe tell me there is no word like offsprings. It's a offspring. Yeah. So clear the tape there. Raymond Jackson, offspring. All right. And this is Tay and Anda. Cloud and clouds and angels heresies. So we are going to measure upon these two things and see how they are applying these two symbols in order to explain away Revelation 10:1. Now their effort is to explain away Revelation 10:1 from 1963 and bring him down to the end of the rapture. Now, beloved, this is a strange thing, but they believe in a spiritual Garden of Eden, not natural. I don't know how they could bend the scripture to suit that. And they believe in a millennium, you know, and holy Jerusalem, not as a natural thing, but spiritual. Everything, the street of gold, the big city coming down, is spiritual and not natural. Yeah, that's it. So, this coming of the Lord is also spiritual in their doctrine. And Revelation 10:1 is spiritual, but he will come only at the time of the rapture. So they are giving no account here for a physical coming of the Lord. So they are saying that there are three comings of the Lord, Jesus 1 and Revelation 10:1-2. And the next one is to the Jews. So they completely ignore the physical coming of the Lord for the rapture. That is why they are fighting so hard
to explain away Revelation 10:1 in 1963. They say, if you all believe that Christ came 1963, then that is four comings. That's what they're blaming us for. You believe in four comings. One, Jesus. Two, 1963. And three, at the end of the rapture. When Christ come and stand there, Revelation 10:1, according to their doctrine, that is to take the people in the rapture. And then, coming for the Jews, it make it four coming. They are liars. They bend the scripture to suit. And they spiritualize Eden, and they spiritualize the millennium, New Jerusalem. And then they wanted, since this is spiritual, Revelation 10:1 is spiritual, then they say that's the coming of the Lord for the rapture. And they give no account for the physical coming of the Lord. I tell you, that is a dangerous doctrine. All right, I don't have time with it. We preached on the three comings of the Lord. And Brother Jack, in this book, you will put in scriptures to suit where Brother Branham say, I believe in a physical coming of the Lord. Amen. The second coming of the Lord is a physical coming. They don't believe Brother Branham. No. They say, Brother Branham pointed us to the Word. And if he makes a mistake, then we have to go back to the Word. So anything they don't like in the message, they call it a mistake, and they do their own interpretation. Brother Branham was right, and the whole world was wrong. He was the mighty, immortal Elijah that returned today. Yes, and he was right. He was sent to interpret scriptures. And we believe all that he interpreted. Right? And you, Mr. Tate, and Mr. Amos, and Mr. Anda, all right, you have no right to the interpretations of the scripture, because you are born from a corruptible tree. And the fruits that you could bring forth, your revelation that you could bring forth, and anything that you could say on the fivefold ministry are corrupt doctrine. And we proved it. And anything that you could say about Revelation 10 is corrupt. You don't have a revelation, you are a liar. You are corrupt in your seed, and you're born from a corrupt root. Right? And your branches are corrupt, and the fruits that you are bearing, they are corrupt. You have no business to interfere with Revelation 10:1. He is on the earth today. And by your heresies, you are trying to put him way off there, and I will prove you a liar tonight. Yes, you are using the clouds, the two clouds, and you are using... the two angels, the notable angel, yes, to explain away Revelation 10 and 1. We believe that Revelation 10 and 1 is Christ. He is standing upon land and sea since 1963. And he is standing here now at Bethel and all where they preach the truth. That was manifested in the songs. It was manifested in the music. And is being manifested here now in the preaching of God's word and the exposition of your heresies. There is no way to expose these heresies, these cunning device fables, outside of the anointing that came from the seals, which was bottled up in Revelation 10 and 1. No way. Yes. We are inspired from Revelation 10:1. Yes. And the scriptures that we just read, beloved, give you a great account that Revelation 10:1 did not come down alone, but he came down with mighty angels. And many of those angels come to set the fivefold ministry in motion. Yes. Many of those mighty angels are operating right now in those that have the truth. So now that scripture I just read is Revelation 10 and 1. In action. Yes. And the angels that are with him fulfill Hebrews 1. Unto which of the angels said he at any time, sit down upon my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister unto those that are heir of salvation? Is that right? For he maketh his angel spirit, and his ministers a flame of fire. The only way that you can see the fire, yes, on the ministers, is they must be in contact with the ministering angels that came down when Revelation 10:1 came down. Yes. Oh, my. Now, there are some polls that I don't want to give away. No, you defeat the heretic, yes, and take away his, doctrine, take away, his falsehood, expose that, deliver the people, and keep your pulse. So in between, you will see that I'm trying to pull back and keep the pulse. All right? Now, what happened? Those who claim to be Revelation 10:1 steal these pulses, and they apply it to themselves. Because they don't know it. They cannot have the line up. So they steal these pulls and they say, you see what I'm telling you? This is the way to explain Revelation 10:1. I am him in flesh right now. Santiago, Vindial, and all these false prophets and false Christs. Waiting to steal these revelations and apply it to their ghostly ministry. Yeah, so you see, I have to hold back a little something. Now, if you read that scripture for yourself, you will understand, and you will see that the destruction comes from the presence of the Lord. Yes, presence of the Lord. That's what you feel here. And he comes to be glorified in the saints. Therefore, Revelation 10:1 is this side of the rapture. Yeah, I'm saying that Revelation 10:1 is on this side of the rapture, because he come to glorify himself in his saints. That could never be after the rapture in judgment. All right, read the rest. Maybe I pick up these nuggets and bring it in one message for you all that we alone is going to understand. Yes, so if the Lord be willing, we will do this. All right. So tea and under, and all preachers that preach these heresies that is linked to Jackson, they are defeated by the word of God and the past two messages, and they will be further defeated today. Yes. If there is any sincerity in those that will hear these messages, they must come out. They must understand. Yeah, and if they hear the words of life and they will still follow these men, then something is wrong with their sincerity. And they are following that crowd for money, for position, for fame and glory. Yes, and they are not born for this. So we are sending this out. All right, they're defeated by the word of God. They are defeated with their false claims of fivefold ministry. I know you rejoice in that. Many of you wrote, thank you for your letters overseas, locally, and wonderful little sisters. People sit here for all those years, they say, Brother Bruce, I never understood that the fivefold ministry and the adoption was one and the same. Now, they cannot get away from that. One lovely sister, he said, Brother Bruce, is the wisdom of God to be telling them something about the adoption without you saying it out plainly, and you are keeping back these pulls. Yes, how the wisdom of God works, that you could tell them what the adoption is in so many words, and they cannot catch it. And still you keep your secret. Now it's the doing of the Lord. All right. So they are defeated on their fivefold ministry. And now they were defeated in our last message on the Revelation 10:1. Right? We are positively saying by the message and the scripture that Revelation 10:1, the mighty angel Christ is here now. Right? And is not going to be fulfilled down at the rapture there. No. You see why they do that? They try to fit in the fivefold ministry between Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:1 and do away with Revelation 10:1. No, hear the lineup again for the last time. It was John the Baptist. It was Christ who followed. I'm showing you in the type. And then something happened up there. And then the apostles start saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, thus and thus. It means that an adoption take place and a fivefold ministry was set. Is that clear enough for everybody? A fivefold ministry was set. Now, these heretics are bringing the fivefold ministry between Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:1. No, they have the cat before the horse. Yeah, cat before the horse. No, you cannot put it that way. Right? There was an adoption somewhere, Mr. T, that set the fivefold ministry in order. You all are claiming that it was set after Malachi 4. Yes. No, it was not set there. Okay, so we are finished with that for the time being. And then we come down to their heresies. You know, they have a few heresies on Revelation 10:1 again. I will disprove that. And then they are talking about it was two angels that was holding the seventh seal. Mm-hmm. And they are saying that the two clouds are not associated. Boy, I will dent you here this evening. You're a heretic. After that exposition, you should not open your mouth. And you should get off the pulpit. You should get off the pulpit and let the people go. Yes, sir. Let the people go. You are a liar. Now, you remember I said that this man said that he wrote me a letter and complained that somebody is preaching me as a messenger. Yes. Now look how big men does lie. He wrote me a letter yesterday or day before. Now this is a letter here that was written on 19th of April. And he said, I wrote you earlier this year, drawing your attention to what the loyalists of yours in Ghana are saying about Dalton Bruce being the eighth messenger and not me. And I'm never saying that Dalton Bruce is proclaiming himself as the eighth messenger. No reply has been received from you so far. Unquote. I said that that is coming by an electronic donkey cat. Electronic donkey cat. Now, beloved, that letter never came to me. That letter never came. What he said earlier this year. The brothers, none of them preached me as the eighth messenger. He cannot identify them here. He is just saying you're loyalists. All right. Big man, you will notice how they lie. A man that will lie dry on a natural thing cannot preach the truth.
That's right, brother.
Because he has a lying spirit.
Amen.
All right. Now, he says that this letter was sent to me earlier this year, 2016. All right. So we challenge him and say, send a letter to us. Send a letter. He cannot show up with a letter. I never received it. I check his history back for 11 years. We don't show with them records. And for 11 years, the only thing that he received is a package of books in 2005. Yeah. And he wrote one letter of courtesy, thank you. Not a letter anywhere in the computer. I am on the computer 15 hours a day. Yes, sir. Reading letters, answering them, with the help of my secretary, Sue. Not one appearance of that letter. Yeah, I said, search the histories. Yeah. 11 years, brothers and sisters, ago. He got one book, one or two books. He boasted in Ghana and said, I'm the first man that ever got books from Dalton Bruce. He lied. Books was going out much earlier than that, throughout Africa. He lied. Now watch this. So he's writing me. I'm telling you about a couple of days ago. Because we challenge him to show us the letter. If I write somebody a letter, beloved, it's stored there. Yes. All right. Shalom. That is him speaking. This is the email I sent to you on 24th of September 2015. Didn't his letter just said that he sent it earlier this year? Now you see, a liar must have a good brain. And he must have a good memory. Right? If you have a liar in here, be sure your memory is stopped. Because you're going to forget what you said yesterday. And you will speak contrary today. And that is how I caught a lot of liars when I was an unsaved man. My brain was sharp as a whistle. And you tell me something today, and you tell me that one year after, my brother, I remember distinctly what you said that year ago, and say you're lying. Yes, sir. All right. This is the letter he said that he wrote me in 24th of September 2015. One letter is saying that he wrote to me just in the early part of this year. You're lying, Mr. T. There is no record of you. We don't throw away those things. They could go back in my computer and find it for 20 years. Especially when I deal with hypocrites and liars. They raise up and say, I never said that. We punch it up and send it. This is what you say. All right. Now, this is a fabricated letter. This letter is a fabrication. When we corner him and ask him, did you write a letter to us? It's not there. It did not arrive. Right? He formulated this letter. And hear what he said. The prophet made mention of bride age. Does that make the church age 8? The prophet spoke of bride age. Does it make that a 8 church age? How dumb are you, Mr. T, that you cannot divide bride age from an 8 church age? Huh? This is a dumb question. Uh-huh. Second, is there or do we expect messenger number 8 for the bride age? Since Brother Branham say bride age, does that make it 8 church age? You are a dumb fella. Mm-hmm. Are you the 8th messenger, as some are proclaiming in Ghana, West Africa, and it say here, Shalom, Brother Isaac. Why you put Isaac name there? Who is Isaac? Huh? Are you trying some trick to deny this letter afterward? And say it's Isaac? Away with you on Isaac. Yeah. Whoever is Isaac. Right? His name never come up in this battle. That's right. All right. Why you put Isaac there? You're playing tricks. Yes. All right. Well, let me put him in his place here. Seeing as he said he sent that since September, lying and say it come up this year. All right? Does the prophet said mention of bride age, does that make the church ages 8? You're a dumb fella. Church age is different from bride age. No, so church age is different from bride age. And if you want a better word for bride age, the eternal age. Right? Where Brother Branham spoke of that in Future Home, out there. Future Home, he said the eternal age. Or the eighth day. Put that quote in there, Brother Jack. Is there, or do we expect messenger number 8 for the bride age? Huh? You are a dumb fella. After William Branham was Revelation 10:1. After William Branham was Revelation 10:1. Since you remove him from 1962, you have to ask these dumb questions. Right? The bride age is the bride age and church age is a different thing. Right? Are you the 8th messenger? As some are proclaiming in Ghana, we prove you a liar already. By the very words of the ministers, that they never said that. That is why you cannot call the name here. Who is the some in Ghana? Who are you accusing? Right? They wrote a letter saying that you are the man that said that. And they have the recording of it. They have the facts of it that says that you said that some is preaching a messenger. And the congregation bear witness already against you. I won't even waste a lift of their hand for that. No, you're a liar.
That's right.
Right? I never proclaim myself a messenger. Right? Or for a church age. I'll be a dumb man like you. There is no 8 church age. How we could have an 8 church age messenger? Anything after John the Baptist is Christ.
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen?
And anything after Malachi 4 is Revelation 10:1. Christ standing on the earth. You and Ander, as heretics, remove Revelation 10:1 from 1963 when the prophet of God placed him there according to Seals, page 74, 75. And now you're trying to fit a dead fivefold ministry in between there, the cat before the horse, but we have the horse pulling this cat. Yes, sir. So your mail, my friend, and your letter that you wrote has arrived on a lame electronic donkey cart. So you told a lie. I prove you told a lie. You're saying that you sent a letter just earlier this year. Now you brought out something for 24th. Of 2015, you need to go and take some kind of a tonic for your brains and then learn to lie. Oh my, that's the truth. Yeah. So, we go on. Bear patience with me today. Yeah, we are just relaxing and less fans are moving. And that is good. You are defeated by the word of God. Your fivefold ministry is defeated. Your 8 messenger lie is defeated. Your letters are defeated. And I want your congregation to hear how a preacher is lying. This is one preacher standing here. Don't lie. I speak the truth to the congregation. And that is why I speak the truth in the word of God. Yeah. Oh, yes. Brother Paul said, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I don't tell lies, my friend. That is why the congregation believe me.
Yes,
I won't twist the word for nothing in the world. Nothing. So your 8 messenger lie is defeated. You're going to hear it. The world going to hear it. You interfere with EODH ministers, boy. You're looking for trouble. Huh? You insulted them privately. I am going to insult you publicly. This is going on the net for everybody to read. First, they must know that you come from a corrupt tree. Yes, and you're bearing corrupt fruits of lying. You're bearing corrupt fruits of pride, anger, self, show off, thunder specialist. Your thunder specialist is nothing. Nothing in the world is a big boast. Yes, I'm 15 hours a day answering letters and writing letters and reading my brother WhatsApp, connection which is wonderful for me. 15 hours a day, 7 hours, 7 days a week. Yes, sir. When you are sleeping, I'm dealing with people's souls and their problems. Yes, and I enjoy it.
God bless you, brother.
I don't, my brother, think in my heart that I'm doing too much for the Lord. No, that is my pleasure. Yes, my pleasure is to help some soul somewhere in any part of the world that have a problem. They have the confidence, they love the answers, and they apply it. Yes, a lying spirit cannot speak the truth. So therefore you lied on the fivefold. Yes, sir. And you lied on Revelation 10:1, saying that he is not here. Okay, so, newcomers, if you are here, what we are talking about, I might have lost you by now, is that God sent a prophet and he brought a true message.
Yes.
Revealing the Bible in the correct way. These men like Judas and others in the Bible take the message and try to change it around. Simple understanding. So now we are taking the message and we are taking the Bible and showing them that they are lying. And they need to come off the pulpit. And we are trying to reach the members of them congregation around the world, and we are trying to wise them up that their pastors are liars. If you sit in a church and your pastor is a liar, you're going to go to hell with him. If he's a perverter of the word, and he tell you baptism in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and a woman should preach, and a woman could wear any kind of clothing, he is leading you to hell. All right, come out of that. Come and take up fellowship in Bethel.
Amen.
We have the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Yes, sir. So now him put in Revelation 10:1, and where the visitor, when I say Revelation 10:1, I'm talking about Christ's spiritual coming. His spiritual coming is the word, the full word, and it is represented by an angel. And the angel is the angel of the covenant. The same one that led the children of Israel throughout the wilderness in a pillar of fire. That's who we are talking about. But there is a physical coming. And the physical coming takes place when Jesus comes to rapture you from the earth. His foot does not touch the ground here. All right. And if they make the second coming of the Lord, Revelation 10:1, standing upon land and sea, they are liars. Because Jesus' feet does not touch the earth here. No, it must be cleansed. Then when his feet touch the earth, it will be upon a mountain in Israel. And then when he put his foot there, the mountain is going to cleave for one side and the next side. All right, so he would not touch his feet here upon the earth. Notice when you come for the rapture, he stay in the air?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
But they make the second coming of the Lord touching the earth. No, he won't touch the earth in the second time. We shall be caught up to meet him in the air. So Jesus is coming. That is true. Jesus is coming. But there are different phases of his coming, which I cannot explain to you, and I don't give away to the hogs and the dogs. You don't give away pulls to the hogs and the dogs. You're talking about language of Jesus. Hey, preacher, I don't like your language. Well, then you don't love Jesus. Jesus said, cast not your pulls before swine, and give not that which is holy unto dogs. That was preacher. That was preacher. Yes, he called them hogs and dogs. He said, don't give away your secret. Yes. So now where they get mixed up is that there are different phases of the coming of the Lord until it leads up to Jesus in the air. That don't make it four comings. You still have three comings. Three comings of the Lord we believe. But the second coming of the Lord has phases. That's what we are talking about. Yes. Now we proved that Christ must have been here since 1963 at the opening of the seals, and it was confirmed by the prophet who was dealing with him directly. Yes. Tate was not dealing with him directly, nor Jackson dealing with him directly. No, none of these fanatics was dealing with him directly. No, Brother Branham was dealing with him directly. No, right? You say, how? My brothers and sisters, they pick him off the altar. No, and there was a notable angel on top. Yeah. So now these heretics are contending with the notable angel. And they're giving him a place that it doesn't belong. Yeah, I will bring that. See, some of these heresies have to pass away for us to hear the deeper things of God.
Yes,
and I'm glad for them.
Yes,
showing my brother the church how to defeat these lies and these heretics. Now, so we proved that Revelation 10:1 is both occupied in redemption and judgment. Did that come out okay?
Yes.
I'm so happy the other night you say, yes, we want it.
Yes.
Otherwise, you will have a kind of a missing link. Yes, but Revelation 10:1 represents both redemption and judgment.
Yes.
So now, if you notice that the judgment part, the attire of judgment was in part. You see, that represents amateur judgment. And beloved, notice that the next part of Revelation 10:1 speaks of redemption. And the main thing there was the rainbow.
Oh, yes!
Huh? A rainbow covenant. Yes, securing the elect while the judgment is falling. It also represents judgment to come. After the rapture, yes, that is what it represented. So now there are several symbols that belong to redemption.
Yes.
And there are several symbols that believe that represent judgment.
Oh, yes.
And I prove it to you.
Oh, yes.
That you could have redemption while judgment is going on.
Yes,
the evil and the wicked is going to be judged. And the redeemed that has a covenant is going to be saved.
Oh, yes.
Now that is what we are under. We are a covenant people.
Oh,
we are a covenant people because we believe the word.
Yes.
And we accept Elijah the prophet. And we open up our arms to Revelation 10:1, the covenant angel.
Amen.
So we are saved. And on account of that, we will receive the token.
Yes.
And those who reject the token will perish.
That's right.
So it was declared after the seals. Receive the token or perish. So it's about a judgment and a mercy attire. Now hear this heresy. This heresy is saying that the Lord is going to come just on the brink of the rapture. And five things are going to happen. Yes. Five works of grace is going to happen. Number one, seven seals, seven thunders will be revealed at the time he comes. Now, on the brink of the rapture is still mercy yet, according to the doctrine. So during that time, the seven seals, seven thunders will be revealed. Yeah. And when that happens, five things will happen at the brink of the rapture under mercy. All right. He says, we'll gather the bride together. It will gather the bride together. Second, it will give rapture in faith. They say it will reveal the new name just before Christ. And the blood goes off the mercy seat. He say it gave ministers. Now, it gave the minute and hour of the coming of the Lord. The minute and the hour of the coming of the Lord. All right. Now, they pervert one of Brother Branham's quotation to say that. Jesus never said, no man knew at the minute. I said, Jesus never said that no man knew at the minute. Right? He said, no man knew at the day nor the hour. So they put in an extra inside of here. He said, if you claim to know the seventh seal, you have to say, what minute the Lord coming? All right. Number five, he said the bride revival will break about that time. Imagine something like that. Then, brother, if the bride's revival going to break and the rapture going to take place, just a matter of minutes, what is the use of the bride's revival? What is the use of the bride's revival? Now, he has to say that because Brother Branham says that the bride revival comes by the seven thunders.
That's right.
Seals, page 253. That this bride revival is going. Let me quote it. Brother Branham says, we have never had a revival yet. Yes. Oh, we had denominational revivals and we had church revivals. We never had a bride revival yet.
That's right.
All right. And he says it needs something to wake them up. And he says the bride was asleep, but the seven thunders will wake them up.
Yeah.
So now, hear the logic. If the seven thunders is opening just before the rapture, brothers and sisters, it means that the thunders will have to wake up then.
Yeah.
And rapture at the same time. Impossible. I am saying here that the seven thunders belong on this side of the rapture. Is that right? Because the bride was sleeping as you were sleeping. Huh? One time you was asleep in your organization and in your church. But Revelation 10:1 woke you up and put you in desperation. Yeah, I am saying the seven thunders belong on this side of the rapture. You were exposed just by your own statement. You say the bride's revival belong to when the rapture was going to take place. Another dogma you put here is that the gathering of the bride is going to take place about the time of the rapture. You liar. Huh? It has a shout. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Brother Branham said that's his message. And then with a voice. He said, that's the gathering of the bride and the trumpet of God. The gathering of the bride must take place before the rapture. And that is what is happening. We are gathering already. I say we are gathering. The bride is gathering for a certain amount of years because she is following Revelation 10:1. And out of his mouth went forth seven thunders. Yes, so you have misplaced this first thing that you say, that the gathering of the bride is the resurrection. Yeah, the gathering of the bride is not that kind of gathering. This here with the voice of the Lord is that the Lord descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice. When the voice echoes, the sheep hear the voice. And they rally around Revelation 10:1. And they are getting prepared for the rapture. All right. So you are knocked out with your first work of grace just before the rapture. The garden of the bride is now. We have a mixed multitude that follow Brother Branham's message. But the bride is within that mixed multitude. And the voice of Revelation 10:1 that he came down with is now gathering the bride. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, and he cried with what? A loud voice. That voice is the same voice that Christ is descending with. That is gathering the bride. Right now, that revelation. All right, you see, around that time, that's your your second one, it gives rapture in faith. At that time, when Revelation 10:1 come for the rapture, then they will have rapture in faith. Absolutely not. Amen. Rapture in faith got to be this side of the rapture, and the bride slowly grow into that rapture in faith. And if they stumble you, let me tell you something, rapture in faith is here now. Come up, you're waking up. Rapture in faith is right here now. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Yeah, the rapture in faith is here now. We are not waiting for it down there. All right, you say a new name will be revealed then. All right, new name will be revealed because it is under the seven thunders. Now the new name will be revealed on this side of the rapture, because that new name is employed in signs, wonders, and miracles. Yes, a new name. It is going to be revealed on this side of the rapture, because it is employed in signs, wonders, and miracles. And let this stumble you, I'm not going to answer your question. The new name was revealed to William Branham. Yes, already on this side of the rock. Yes, God, my brothers and sisters, revealed two parts of the seven thunders. Yes. Come on. Yes, I say God revealed two parts of the seven thunders to Brother Branham. Yes. He said, the first one I will tell you, it is the seven seal. Yes. It is the seven thunders. He said, the next one, I cannot tell you that. What was that? He said the third part, it will be revealed just before the rapture. All right. Now you tell me, what is the second part? None of us, my brother, he said, I would not say it. Yes. I would not say it. It was in an unknown language. All right. Hear this liar now. He says that the seven thunders will be revealed at the brink of the rapture. The whole seven thunders will be revealed at the rapture. Well, then, my brother, that is contrary, because two parts was revealed to Brother Branham on this side of the rapture already. The third part will be revealed on this side of the rapture. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. So the seven thunders, two parts were revealed already. Right? Under the blood, in redemption. Right, on this side of the rapture, and the third part will be revealed here. Amen. The next thing is for the bride to know the new name. Brother Branham knew it already. It was revealed. Yes. And I will tell you when the new name will be revealed. At the time of circumcision. At the time of circumcision. Hey, you caught it? Don't sleep away. I say the new name will be made known at the time of circumcision. It have a certain day for circumcision. All right. Those of you who don't know, study the word. Study the word. You're going to know what I am talking about. The name must be pronounced on the day of circumcision. All right. So this fellow count out five works of grace, right? Where he put Revelation 10:1 on the brink of the rapture. I prove to him that he's a liar. The first one, the gathering of the bride, is on this side of the blood.
Yes.
All right? The given rapture in faith is on this side.
Yes.
All right? To reveal the new name is on this side.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. And here he made a lie and provoked one of Brother Branham quotation. Here, I don't have time to return to it. I think it's about page 575. Brother Branham quoting, he said, this seventh seal, we don't know what it is. He said, but it will be revealed in that time, and in that hour, and in that day. Right? Until then, let us live good Christian lives. You know what they turned that quotation to be? They turned the quotation to mean that Brother Branham is saying, it will reveal the minute. It will reveal the hour. And it will reveal the day. You lie, Mr. T. You pervert the words of William Branham. He was not talking about the time it will be revealed in that respect. He was saying that it will be revealed one of these days. In the correct time and in the correct day. If you can make that something else, make it and write me back. You're a bunch of perverters, Mr. T and Mr. Ander and Amos. You're a bunch of perverters. And you are the one using the quotations of Brother Branham conveniently. Not us, sir. EODH is undefeatable. All right. All right. Revelation 10. Now, they are saying that the seven seal, seven thunders, will be revealed at the brink of the rapture when the blood is about to leave the mercy seat. Yeah, they lie. Everything happened here before the rapture takes place. And I am going to prove it more. I'm saying to all the followers of Jackson that it is not five works of grace. The seventh seal is not opened on the brink of the rapture. The seven thunders is not opened at the brink of the rapture. It's opened before that. And the reason that I am saying that is that it got to do a work of grace. Right? The capstone comes by grace. How many know that? Zerubbabel has laid the foundation. Is that right? And Zerubbabel will bring again the headstone with the shoutings of what?
Grace.
Saying what? Grace, grace. So my brother, grace is going to be here until the capstone comes and after that too.
Yes.
Zerubbabel laid the foundation. Christ laid the foundation. All right? And Zerubbabel, Christ, shall bring again the headstone with the shoutings of crying grace, grace unto it. Yes, grace have to be here until that capstone comes. All right, let me put in this right here before I forget. The seven thunders must come in a period of grace because the prophet proclaimed that the seven thunders, right, will cap the church. All right? The seven thunders caps the church. It must want grace to bring the headstone on the church of God. So the thunders is under grace. Zerubbabel bring it under grace. Yes, you fellas don't even know about that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you will know about the adoption. All right. The seven thunders cap the church. Now, to make this heresy, only three or four which he perverted, saying that the seven seal, seven thunders, is going to do those things, but that will happen at the brink of the rapture. hear their cunningness. And you followers of Jackson, you followers of T, followers of Anda, followers of Amos, let me tell you what they did. Now, Brother Branham said the seventh seal is the seven thunders.
Yes.
And the seven thunders is the third pole.
Yes.
Everybody remember that?
Yes.
That those three things go together?
Yes.
In the seven seal book, it goes together. Seven seal is the same. Seven thunders is the same. And third pole is the same. And all is the coming of the Lord. In order to make this doctrine, you know what these fellows did? They never added the third pole. And the miracles and signs to the seven thunders and the seven seals. They cut it off and they behave like that don't exist in order to get these few things here and say that it is fitting near the rapture. They lied.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters, when you add the third pole, they purposely leave it out. When you add the third pole, you bring Revelation 10:1 right back this way. And they purposely leave the third pole out because the third pole ministry got to be on this side of the blood and this side of the rapture. So now, what they eliminated, I have added. So it is not only five works of grace. It is about 13 works of grace that is done by the seven seal, seven thunders, and when you add the third pole into it. About 13 works of grace. You know this is history to you?
Yes, it is.
That is on book 12, page 6 to 18. That I outline the program of God for the revealing of the seven seal and seven thunders. And I proved that it has a program and a God-given program. All right. And Brother Branham said, don't mess that program up. Showing you that there was a true program. So if you want to get that book, it's right on the net. All right. It is seven seals, seven thunders. And it says there, versus the true program of God. I took that, and beloved, I took the program of God as stated by Brother Branham from his message. And placed it there in the book first, page 6 to 18. I invited ministers around the world to tell me what is the program of God for the seven seals, seven thunders revelation. They wrote everywhere and guessed. I said, Brother Branham has that on his message. One fellow wrote, he said there was no program. Yeah, I said what Brother Branham said, that you will mess the real program of God up. There must be a program. You were surprised to know how much nonsense great ministers wrote. Yes, sir? Saying what is the program of God. Now I put the real program of God up front, and I match all what they are saying and examine it by the true program of God. Yes. And brothers and sisters, the oaks of Bashan fell. And the cedars of Lebanon fell. Yes. Men like Jackson was exposed in the last part of the book. We challenge men like Gannon. We challenge, I think, Ewald Frank is in there. And there was a whole list of heretics. At the end of it, I say, none of your program fits God's program, therefore you are false.
Amen.
You are false. Man, I tell you, you hear heretics grumble. You hear heretics, my brother, kick up. They fight up. And they could not fight that. And there is where Raymond Jackson come in. His program was a terrible program, changing all the quotations of Brother Branham and all the teachings of Brother Branham. So congregation overseas, if you want to find that, go to our website, Bethel's website. Punch up for book 12. Examine that book and see how all them ministers came tumbling down. As it did not fit the program that Brother Branham hinted out, stated in so many words, give out in so many words, for that program. Every one of them was contrary to the program, and I denounced them as heretics. Oh, they battled, they fought. Yes. So they could not stand up. Now, so is Mr. Tate. So is Mr. Andal. The program of God outlined during that time is still living.
Yes.
It is still existing. Yes, and I could still use it here to expose any heretic that will raise up in this 2016. Yeah. It's an undefeatable work. And I'm still challenging them. Yeah, come prove to me the program of God and see if you fit in that program of God. And if you cannot fit, you are a false prophet. So Tay is found a false prophet. Anda is found a false prophet. Amos is found a false prophet. And anything that is contrary to the program of God is a false prophet and a heretic. And we are true. We follow the program of God. We believe the program of God. Yes, sir. So we are right and the whole world is wrong. Yes, sir. Only who believe us and believe our revelation. Yes, is right.
That's right. Oh, yes, brother. That ain't but the truth.
Oh, yes. I don't get tired with me anymore. But this is true. Now, this is the sword of the king at work. Nothing can chop through these heresies but the sword of the king. Yes, and Brother Branham said the third pull is a revealing of the word of God. Yes. So now these fellows, they take Revelation 10:1 and put him that side. And they're only accounting for seven seals and seven thunders, but they hear me loud and clear, I bring back the third pull. That is connected with the seven seal and seven thunders. And now pick out the work of grace that must be done. Therefore, the seven thunders, seven seals, and third pull is on this side of the rapture. And will accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. Yes, they want to take our Redeemer, boy. No matter what, you are found liars. Yes, you are found hypocrites. You are found deceivers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, when we measure you with God's program, you are a liar and a thief. Yes, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. All them major heretics was loose. Let me prove one more time that Revelation 10:1 got to be, my brother, not after Mussie is over, but while Mussie is in progress. Everybody going to wake up now? All right, my brother, there was a dream that Brother Branham interpreted of a place called the House of Hell. Come on, House of Hell. Is that right? House of Hell. Right? And Brother Branham went to loose those people, and he was shaking the bars and everything, and he could not get them out. And you know what he saw in the prison? Anybody know? He saw the rainbow in the prison. That belonged to Revelation 10:1. You need grace to deliver those people behind them 10-inch thick bars. And then he put the spoken word in action. And the spoken word, he said, House of Hell, give way! And brothers and sisters, people were running and boarding. Deliverance, delivered, delivered, delivered. where are you going to put that? If you put the third pole up here, you have to put the seventh seal up here. If you put the seventh seal here, you have to put the thunders up here. Because they are one and the same. And it speaks of the coming of the Lord for deliverance. How many believe that? You got to bring back Revelation 10:1. Yeah, there was a flickering light but a rainbow inside the prison because there was covenant fish inside of there. The rainbow trout was in prison and the spoken word delivered them. So Revelation 10:1 belong on this side. Revelation 10:1 belong on this side. The blood belong on this side. Right? The thunders are revealed under the blood. The seven seed is revealed under the blood. And the third full ministry is under the blood. That is why it's got to take place right here today. Yes. These fellows don't believe in a physical coming of the Lord. So they spiritualize it. When they spiritualize it, it could only fit after the rapture. That is what happened to them. We are bringing it back in place. I am telling you, children, you have not followed Cornelius the Wise Fables. You ain't following a myth, you know. No, if this was a myth, we could not have the presence of the Lord. Yeah, we could not have the presence of the Lord. We could not have the strength to live. We would not understand the word of God. This is not a myth, this is the word. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If this was not the word, it could not lick up all them heretics. They will lick me up already, boy. Yeah, we riding on alligator backs down here and wearing loincloth and drinking my brother monkey liver soup. Yeah, that is what they think of us. Yeah, that is what they think, my brother. Yeah, but we are not drinking monkey liver soup. We are not wearing loincloth and riding on crocodiles back out here. Yeah, we are on the word of God. And the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus said, yes, sir. That is why it could mash up Gann. That is why it mash up Raymond Jackson. That is right, my brother. It mash up the German Kobo. Yes, sir. German Eagle. That is why it mash up Vindiala. That is why it mash up Coleman. Yeah, because we have the truth. And the whole truth. And we are in connection with Revelation 10:1. Not only that, we are in connection with the mighty angels that came down. That is why his presence is here with us. No, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I believe it. Yes, sir. You tell our minister, sit down. You sit down, Tay. You sit down. And you big goat, sit down there. And don't enter the pulpit again. You know, this man who wrote the book called Tay was in that meeting too. I was informed. Yeah. They all gathered together with a heretic mouth to put down our brothers. And they say that if you don't know your position in the fivefold ministry, you need to sit down and let us talk. Your dog! Yes, sir. Arrogant fool! Yes, sir. Treating human beings like that, you have no principle. You're an arrogant fool with anger. Yeah? Our brothers should speak. And you should take your seat. And I am calling you to take your seat now. Take your seat, get off the pulpit, and let the people go. Yes, sir. So, beloved, the 13 things that have to happen before the rapture is recorded in book 12. I don't think I have the time to go through that tonight, Brother Jack. Add that right there. Yes. Right in this book. Make the book fat and big. Yes. Put it in there, word for word. Yes, it is about 12 pages. All right. Let me brief you just a little then. The first of God's program for the seven seals, seven thunders, is God used Elijah, Malachi 4 to lay a foundation. You say, for who? Which man? No, he laid a foundation for Revelation 10:1.
Yes, sir.
John the Baptist laid a foundation for Jesus.
Yes.
He said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. He was laying a foundation. So Malachi 4, he made a foundation for Revelation 10:1. Christ. And he said, he must decrease, but Christ must increase. That's just one. Yeah, that happened on this side of the rapture. We have quotations here, the sutra. All right, the notable angel of the seventh angel held the seventh seal.
Yes.
It is revealed after the seven churches' time in the bright age.
Yes.
That is number two program. Number two, Brother Branham laid a foundation for Revelation 10:1. Number two, there was a notable angel and he held the seventh seal.
Yes.
All right, I'll just brief you. All right. The third thing that happened is that this angel of Revelation 10:1 comes down upon the earth after church age time is sworn away. Yeah. Another place, Brother Branham said that Revelation 10:1 opened the seals. So how he was not here? And how the seals got open. Brother Branham said Revelation 10:1 opened the seals. See not ever the shocker. Yeah, check that book. Now, right, okay, we have another one here. God has an appointed time, an appointed season for the revelation of the seven seals and seven thunders. We are familiar with that. Now, this one is really number four. God will send it at the appointed time. That is number four. His crystal will reflect the interpretation. Isn't that true? Yeah, that's the fourth in the program of God. That the crystal, right, will reflect the true interpretation. That is not after the rapture, boy. That is up here. Yeah. All right. Number five, it will start in secret somewhere. Why T and Ander did not put that? It got to start in secret right here on earth. Number six, it will be broken to the public when the hour arrives. To the public. When the hour arrives. Now, number seven, quickly now. The ministry is manifested and vindicated at the World Council of Churches.
Yes.
When the boycott comes, then the revival breaks.
Yes.
In New England.
Amen.
That is number seven. All right. And then, then we have the thunders revival. The bride have a thunder revival. What is the use of it down by the rapture? Is man mad or what? This is a bright revival.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And let me put in something here for you. All right. There was a bright revival once.
Yes, sir.
How many say amen?
Amen.
And it started by the adoption.
Yes, sir.
And it set the fivefold ministry in motion. And Christ will do it again. Revelation 10:1 will do it again. By the uttering of the seven thunders, we will have that same ministry. Eighth number of his program. The people should not make isms of the seven seals, seven thunders, since it was not opened in 1963. All right. Number nine. God revealed to WMB about the seven seal that it is in a threefold manner like the six seals. The first fold connected the three mysterious silence of the Bible and kept silent about the second fool, and God kept silent about the third fool. All right, what I'm saying is that the first fool Brother Branham gave to the church, he said it is the coming of the Lord. The second fool Brother Branham kept silent about it. And the third fool God kept silent about it. Yes, that's nine. Now, all here has quotations of the suit, you know. Nobody speaking but Brother Branham, telling you the program of God for the revelation of the seven seal and seven thunders. And I let them argue with that. They cannot argue with it. All right, number 10. The program of God. The people were to humble themselves, go on with the plain message, await the revelation of the seven seals, seven thunders, and not try to interpret, as they would mess up the real program of God and wind themselves off the beaten track. All right, number 11. T is giving us two or three little things, and he's putting it where mercy is over. You have no revelation, T. You have no right to the interpretation of the scripture. You have no right to the claim of a fivefold ministry. You have no right to put down our brothers. Yes, you should sit down as a dumb donkey and listen to these men in Ghana. Yes, sir. All right. Number 12. God's plan and program includes five must and the threefold mystery of God. Yeah, threefold mystery of God. Brother Branham's talk about the seven seals, seven thunders. Now that is a knockout. That cannot fit where they are fitting it. So it lays out here the five musts before you come and preach a revelation. 13, the threefold mystery of God. That is a major quotation there and major teachings of the five, of the threefold mystery of God. All right, it includes the revelation of the Son of Man. It includes a bride's revival, and it includes the first coming of the Lord. How are you going to fit that when mercy is over? You cannot fit that. All right, there we are. You get a briefing. Brother Jack is going and put that whole thing there now in the book. Let the people see God's program. So, today's program and the program cannot fit the program of God. Therefore, you have found false prophets. Amos' program cannot fit it. Jackson cannot fit it. Therefore, you are a false prophet. A liar and a deceiver. Yes. And they're going to hear me on the net with this. And they're going to read it around the world. You try to embarrass our brothers. You try to find 30 faults in EUDH, you will be exposed publicly. And anybody around the world wants to defend this and jump into this battle, come. Send your picture for me. Yeah. Say, I want your picture. Amda, I want your picture. Amos already have a picture. He face his face thin like that, and he has a beard come down in hair like a goat. And it comes right down. That is Amos, black-skinned son of Ham, unveiling the Son of God. And this fellow that I'm telling to sit down, he's a thunder specialist, consultant. But he denying the opening of the thunders until the rapture take place. What are you consulting about? What specialist are you? You are a specialist in heresies. That is what you are. A specialist in heresies. Yeah, denying the Lord Christ upon earth. He is here with his mighty angel. Yes, sir. Well, when you're tired, tell me, you know. All right. So now, brothers, he put five things to happen at the time of the rapture. Several of them are lies. We studied this. This is history, man. We brought out that one. And in 2004 somewhere, and we defeat all the heretics around the world. They arrive on a lame donkey, and Anda, he arrive on a lame donkey taking a ride behind Tay. So now we have here the sword of the king.
Yes, sir.
A long time ago. And we challenged your father, Jackson, and he could not answer. Not one word he could answer. Gunn could not answer one word. The German eagle mouth shut because he's a German kobo. What is happening with you here? You're sulky when you hear the word. And you feel that Brother Bruce shouldn't talk like that. I don't like how that man, the stalker. Well, you would not like Jesus. Jesus said, five and Pharisees, ye hypocrites. Ye are graves that appear not. And men that walk over their graves are not aware that they are walking over graves. Five and Pharisees, your mouth is like an open sepulchre. He said, inside of you are full of dead men bones. Man, that is preacher. And I like the spirit of Jesus. I love the spirit of Jesus. John the Baptist, my brother, preached the word of God. He said, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. And every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. You vipers, you snakes in the grass. Yes, sir. And my brother, we love his spirit. Yes, sir. I want to be a John the Baptist preacher. Accelerate to the root of the tree, man. Yes, every tree that beareth not fruit, my brother, he'll know and cast into the fire. Yes, that's the kind of a man God wanted. Read God Called Man. You will find out the kind of man God used today. God Called Man. Man that have come through the fiery furnace and from the lion den. And don't care, my brother, what they eat or what they drink. He say, if you're a coward, God cannot use you. Yes, I am not a coward. The ministers are not a coward here. My assistant is not a coward here. No, sir. They are men that can handle heresies. They are two great men that are deputed to handle heresies of any kind here. And that is Brother Sukdo Ramnarayan and Brother Jack. Yes, sir. They are deputed. Any heresies I send to our assistant pastor, Brother Sukdale, I don't even have to check it. Everything is accurate. Don't matter, he does not deal from the pulpit with many heresies, but he dealt with a lot of heresies on paper accurately. And I asked Brother Jack to do that. Accurately. Two men that are deputed and the others are behind. Yes, and they are not going to play with heresies here. Yes, we are ministers of POTH. Ministers of Christ. Yes, sir. And my brother, we stand in defense of the gospel. We stand in defense of Revelation 10:1. We stand in defense of another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And it is going to be here to manifest the bride of Christ, sir. Oh, yes, sir. 13 facts, sir. Today, you are found a liar, and you are found a liar, and you riding on the crocodile back, sir. Yes, and you drinking monkey liver soup, yes, and you wearing the loincloth, yes, sir. And Brother Branham like what is in us, sir. Yes, sir. Heresies. Yes, your heresies are exposed by the program of God for the seven thunders and the seven seals. All right. So now the seven thunders capped the pyramid. Seven thunders capped the pyramid. It got to be this side of the rapture, because it take the capping of the pyramid in order for the rapture. Some don't get tired, you know why. Yes, sir. Don't get tired. Yes, sir. Okay. So here we are. We are coming now to his second heresy. He has a reason. They have reasons for wanting to make this heresy. So now they say the two angels, Revelation 10:1, and the last and seventh angel of the seventh angel that revealed the seals, they are separate angels. No, they are separate angels. He said they never touched the ground. They kept flying. He said, but this one here, Revelation 1, touched the ground. And it will only happen when the rapture is going to take place, because that is the second coming of the Lord. Also, he is not the seventh angel holding the seventh seal. All right. Okay, so I will take them here. They are separating these two angels. Revelation 10:1. The only way they could put him at the rapture is to separate him from 1963. So they said that angel, Revelation 10:1, and that angel of the seventh angel, which is the seventh angel, all right, is a different one. My beloved, I am answering here. He said that those seven angels never touched the ground. They never did. All right. I am saying that those seven angels touched the ground. And it was confirmed by Brother Branham. Okay, let me just give you the highlights. All these are coming in the book. Now, Brother Branham is saying, who you'll believe, Brother Branham or these heretics? Brother Branham said, the seven angels come down, turned white, and form a cloud as they went up. You can see the shape of the angel wings. He is saying they never touch the earth, and they keep on flying. Brother Branham is saying they touch the ground, and hear this again. Not only touch the ground, but Brother Branham is saying the seven angels come down and blasted the earth. He said when they blasted the earth, big chunks of rock like a pigtail bucket broke off from the mountain. Those angels did it. All right, that is just to answer this fool according to his folly. Seven angels in a cluster shook the earth. Telling me they never touched the ground. All right. No, no. Seven angels come down and stood. And then they took to the skies. And then they took a picture of them in the sky. They came down and stood. Seven angels came and burst the ground. Rocks roll off the mountain. In the vision, seven angels swept down and picked me up and brought me east. So they came down to the ground, pick up Brother Branham, and then fly up. So you lie by saying these angels never did come down to the ground. And let me prove you a big liar here. All right, they sent back Brother Branham to the east.
Yes, yes.
Brother Branham went into a room.
Yes.
And he waited for one of the angels every day.
Right.
And the angels come down to the ground.
Yes.
And give him the seal.
Right.
And went away.
Yes.
Second angel, third angel, fourth angel, fifth angel, sixth angel, seventh angel. And the seventh angel, when he came, he said the seventh seal is not revealed. I am proving that all touch the ground.
Yes.
So T is found a liar and found a liar.
Yes.
They say the only one that touched the ground was Revelation 10:1, and that ain't happened yet. It is going to happen. I am proving to you that Revelation 10:1 touched the ground too.
Yes.
It touched the ground. Yes, sir. So here we are. They are saying that these two angels are two separate angels. Now let us see if they are two separate angels. Everybody ready?
Yes.
My beloved, there was one in the constellation which was the seventh angel. Brother Branham say he was the one with the seventh seal.
That's right, brother.
Was he the one?
Yes.
And he said that he was a notable angel.
Yes.
Out of all of them, he had his chest pushed out.
Yes.
And he was a notable angel.
Well, yeah.
Another thing, my brother, he said that that angel was on top of the pyramid.
That's right, brother.
Oh, come on.
Yes, sir.
That's the one. The angels was in the shape of a pyramid.
Yes.
And the one that make the headstone was
yes.
that angel. Come on, catch it.
Amen.
The one that was on top, my brother made the pyramid headstone for the constellation of seven angels. I am saying that the seventh angel was the capstone. I'm saying the seventh angel, the notable angel, was the capstone. And who is the capstone there? It's Christ. Yes, sir. It's Christ. Now he has a reason for being up there. All right. And he had a reason for being notable.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yes. Jay, I am asking you, what is the name of the notable angel?
Right.
And I'm asking you, what is the name of Revelation 10:1, that angel?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're too dumb to answer that.
I
know the name.
Yes.
And this congregation know the name.
Yeah.
They know the name of the notable angel. They know the name of Revelation 10:1. Go bust your head and find out who is that. If you could find out the name, then you will find out the two angels is one and the same. Right. And I'll prove to you right now, there were never two angels holding the seven seal. The one that was flying hold the seven seal. The one that come down utter the voices. That makes the Revelation 1. All right. Whoever was holding the seven seal was also uttering the thunders because it is one angel. And this one on the ground is Christ. Therefore, the one in the constellation is Christ. Yes. The one on the constellation is Christ. And I will prove to you this Christ. He was the capstone. Yes, in the constellation of seven, he was the capstone. He was the one on top. Yes, he was the one on top. And who is the one on top here? Who is the capstone of this pyramid? The capstone of the pyramid is Christ. Yeah. Yes, sir. Don't play with EODH, boy. Yeah. Don't play with EODH. Tell me the name of that notable angel. And tell me his position. Right? His name, he had a name, and he had a position. The position was on top of the pyramid. Tell me, who is this one here now, Revelation 10:1. He uttered the thunders, and the next one uttered the seven seal. The seven seal and the seven thunders is one and the same. Is that right? And the third pole had to come into that. All right. So now the master of the third pole is standing on the earth now. And he has the rainbow. That is why he went into the prison and break the 10-inch thick bars. The red rainbow was flashing. All right. So we are about ready. All right. That's the truth. The one in the constellation of the seven angels on top, my brother, had to be the headstone and had to be Christ. If any angel climb up to be the pyramid there, they will misrepresent the gospel. The capstone is Christ. And in the constellation of angels, there was a notable angel standing on the top. And Brother Branham was close by, and he said, the one nearest to me. He was the notable angel and meant plenty more than any other of them. Didn't you know that Brother Branham said that the seventh angel will be upon the earth? When Revelation 10:1 come down on the earth? Don't you know that they met?
Yes,
all right, and it was very notable.
Yes.
It was very notable to Brother Branham. Huh? Brother Branham spoke the truth and both of them met.
Yes.
Amen. Tell me. Tell me, heretics, how Revelation 10:1 could belong that way. And you have all of this prison. Huh? The bride is in prison here, 10 in thick bars. And she has to come out there by a covenant angel. How you could take it and put it down there? Away with you, friend. Yes, away with your heresy. Congregation, leave these men. Yes, come out of Babylon. Depart from the tent of Korah, Abiram, and Dathan. Yes, if you love life, come and follow the message of William Branham. Stand on the side of Moses. Tell me, what is your name, T? Tell me, what is the name of this fellow standing on earth today? You don't know. Right? And you are separating these two angels. Right? One thing will defeat you, and that is the seventh angel had the seventh seal.
That's right.
And this one uttered seven thunders. It is the same angel, broadcasting the same revelation. Yes, sir. That is it. So that was on top of the pyramid. All right. That angel, Revelation 10, one that come down, is the sealing angel.
Yes.
Is the sealing angel. Do you know where he is heading? He is heading to Israel. And he is going to seal 144,000. So he dropped by the bride to finish the redemption. Now his aims is Israel, you know, brethren. And aiming at Israel, read Seals page 71 to 75. And you're going to see that Brother Branham say he is coming to the Jews. He is directly coming to the Jews. Now he drops by in his mission to seal the end time bride by another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Is that right? Now he's the sealing angel. Now when he seals the bride, beloved, now he's heading to the Jews. In the same mission, he's the sealing angel. So he seals the bride, and then after he sealed the bride, he's now going to Israel to seal the 144,000. Hear the scripture for it. Out of Zion shall comfort the deliverer and turn again ungodliness from Jacob. So he had a work to do in Zion, the bride. And when he finished that, he went to Israel to seal the 144,000. Out of Zion shall comfort the deliverer and turn ungodliness away from Jacob. Who do you think deliver you? Who delivered you from your organization? Who delivered you from your sin? Who delivered you from your false interpretation? Your church and the heresies. My brother is the deliverer. Yeah, and he shall turn the same ungodliness away from Jacob. So he's in a hurry now. The rapture is about to take place. The token is about to come. Prophecies are being fulfilled left and right. Yes, and he's in a hurry. His heart is longing for Israel. Yeah. Longing for Israel. He said, that's the apple of my eye. Yeah. He said, can a mother forsake her sucking baby? Can you measure the height of the skies? He said, no, so is my love for Israel. So is my love for Israel. And he is going after her. He said, yes, a mother may forget her sucking baby, but I cannot forget Israel. He is the apple of mine eye. Yes, so he's in a hurry. You better get hurry. You better shape up your life. Get in a hurry. Yes, the sealing angel is in a hurry. And he just dropped here on a certain location of the earth to fulfill this last thing upon earth, and that is to get the bride ready. Yes. Soon as he get the bride ready, and the rapture is about to take place, out of Zion he's going to lead the bride now. Amen. Out of Zion shall come forth the deliverer and turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And he is going to go over there because he is a sealing angel. Seventh chapter of the book of Revelation. Yes. And it says there that the sealing angel was flying east, and his seal, he went there with the seal of the living God. That is where it is. Yes, sir. So now he is among us. He is doing a work of deliverance. Right? Yield your heart to him. He wants you to yield. He wants you to come just as you are. Just as I am, I come to thee. Yes. He wants you that when you make a mistake, you come back. Don't hide your sin. Huh? Lord, I sin again. Please deliver me. Please deliver me. Adulterer, fornicators, yeah, make up your mind. While the deliverer is passing, yield to him, and he will bring deliverance. One day he will cut you off, and there will be no more deliverance, because the deliverer will go to the Jews and seal them. You better make ready for the seal here now. Better make ready for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, he is in a hurry. And he's looking straight to Israel. From his geographical location, he's looking straight to Israel. And his heart is pondering. His heart, my brother, is paining. His heart, my brother, want to get to the Jews. He loved them as the apple of his eye. He could hardly wait. And when he goes there, you will be cut off and you are going through the tribulation. Cry and bawl how much you want. You would not have any mercy. I say, do it today. Do it now. Yeah, do it now. Yes, out of Zion. As 11th chapter of Romans. Out of Zion shall come forth the deliverer. Out of the bride. That means he had been walking among the bride. Say, you don't know nothing about this. And you don't know nothing about this. He is in the bride. And walking among the bride. And out of the bride, he is going to go to Israel. How many believe? All right. So, next heresy that he made was that the two clouds are not associated. That's the one over Arizona and the one over Revelation 10:1 ahead is not associated. Right? The heresy says there are two angels, separate angels, and two separate clouds. I prove that both angels are the same. The notable angel is Christ, the capstone.
Oh, yes.
And he's coming to seal. And Revelation 10:1 is Christ. And there are no two angels holding the seven seal. There's one angel. So we identify the both of them as one. And they're on the same mission. Yes, and Brother Branham did see Christ. Yes. And he noticed him as a notable angel. And he did not want to say that. Yes, but then later on, he said, both of us will meet here. Yeah. Seventh angel, Revelation 10:1, will meet here. So now this man is saying that these two clouds are two different clouds. Now, Mr. T, I wonder if you check back your records to find that there was a visible cloud and an invisible one. Whoever see the cloud of Revelation 10:1, we preach a cloud, we preach fiery eyes, we preach a rainbow. Anybody ever seen the rainbow? Huh? So there was a visible cloud, and science took that out. Yeah, Brother Branham seeing it turning white and going up. Then Life magazine took that. So we are dealing here, T, with two clouds. But you never specify that one is invisible and the next one is visible. So there was a natural, visible, spiritual cloud. I hope you catch me there. It was a spiritual crowd formed by angels. Yeah. In spirit it was formed. That is why, my brother, they couldn't do nothing about it. They say, not rain clouds. It's too high for rain. That is a natural cloud. God declaring judgment on in the heavens as for the people that is about ready to be judged. How many say that cloud is the cloud of judgment? Is it a cloud of judgment? And did Brother Branham confirm that? He said that it is in the form of a wicked. And everybody tried to guess what that cloud was. And then the Holy Spirit tell Brother Branham it is a cloud of judgment. And it is in the form of the old English judges. All right? And that's a sign of judgment. God declaring judgment before the judgment happens. Is that right? Now, brethren, it is not two clouds. That one was a natural cloud, and this was a symbolic cloud in the Bible. The rainbow was symbolic in the Bible. Feet of brass was symbolic for a judge. And the cloud upon Revelation 10 and 1 is a judgment cloud. Therefore, it is associated with the one over Arizona. And that one came, my brother, as a warning to the world. Whereas the symbolic one was here upon earth, that same cloud of Revelation 10:1 speaks of judgment. So, the feet of brass was judgment. Eyes of fire, judgment. And the cloud was the same judgment cloud from in the skies there. Right? And this one was spiritual. This one, I am not saying that that cloud come down and was over the angel head. No, my brothers and sisters, it was symbolic of judgment there, warning the world. Yes, but on Revelation 10 and 1 was a spiritual cloud. Yes, speaking of judgment that needs interpretation for that. So today is calling that a cloud of glory. That Revelation 10, 1 come down as a cloud of glory. Yeah, wait there, you will get the cloud of glory. And then you put the cloud of glory after the mercy seat. No, sir. This cloud speak of judgment. That cloud up there spoke of judgment. It has the same meaning. It has the same mission. Judgment upon the face of the earth. Exactly. So it is connected. It is connected. It speaks of judgment up there. Let the musicians come. And it spoke of judgment here in the Bible. None of you never seen the cloud. But you've seen it. How do you see it? By faith. By faith. Because a man preached it to you. You saw it by faith. None of you seen the rainbow. It's by faith. None of you seen the open book. But you believe it. Huh? A prophet tell us about it. And by faith we believe the book. By faith. We believe the cloud by faith. We believe the rainbow by faith. Because it's symbolic in the Bible of judgment. And we believe the mercy part too. The open book in the hand of the Lord. Open book in the hand of the Lord speaks of mercy. The rainbow speaks of mercy. And while the world is coming under the judgment of God, my beloved, we have found mercy in the sight of God. We have the grace of God. We have the blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation 10:1, we have not seen him. Can you tell me if Revelation 10:1 is white or black? We have not seen him. My brothers, but by faith. Our Redeemer liveth. And he shall stand upon the earth in the latter day. But we feel his presence. Can't you feel his presence? And we see him, my brother, working the sword of the king. Both side against every heresy. That's the open book, the sword of the king. So now this cloud here is a cloud of faith. That one was visible and they see it by their eyes and took a picture of it. But this one here has to do with the Bible, and it is speaking of judgment. Yeah, and the first part of the attire speaks of a judge, right, coming to judge the earth, and it also speaks of mercy. We take the mercy part. We took the mercy part. Yes, we have heard from the open book. You never see the book, but you heard from it. Yeah. You never saw the rainbow, but you feel the effects of that rainbow. Yeah. We are under a cloud. Yes. And that is a cloud of angels that came down with Revelation 10:1. Right? And mighty angels came down. The Lord will open your eyes to see that cloud. All right. Not over somebody's head. All right. Now that we have come to the end of exposing Mr. T and his partner. Yes, sir. Now my brother Amos is exposed. Jackson is exposed. And all the preachers that follow Jackson are thoroughly exposed. And all who believe these heresies are thoroughly exposed. Yes. And should get off the pulpit. And let my people go. God says, let my people go. So all your heresies are exposed. Te and Anda, your heresies are fully exposed by this series of messages. And it is going to go on the net. And it is going to go in the book. And we will circulate it around the world. Never touch EODH ministers. Never touch EODH books. I'm waiting for your 30 points that you found in EODH books. Bring it to me. Send it to me. I am waiting for the errors that you found. You cannot challenge this word of God. Yes, the words that I've spoken is, thus saith the Lord. Yes, and it exposed all heretics and heresies. Yes, respond if you want. Yeah, challenge what I am saying. You cannot do it. Yes, you will get more exposure. Oh, the Lord bless you, my people, and bless you overseas, my brethren, for sitting and hearing these exposition. I am sure you are going out a wiser people. And I feel that you know much more now about Revelation 10:1 than you ever knew. And there are more secrets for you that I cannot throw away my pearls and try to throw it before swines and dogs. Therefore, I will retain it for you, the people of God. God bless your hearts. Give us a song.
I will always remember the glory. One can't stand this terrible
praising.
None can stand up to you.
None can stand up to you.
None can stand up to you. The Lord is strong with power in his hand.
The Lord is strong with power in his hand.
He will surely lead us through the blessed
promised land. He will surely lead us through the blessed promised land.
King of kings.
Yeah.
the foe comes on us like a flood.
When the moon comes on us like a flood,
then the Lord will lift the standard of his love.
Then the Lord will lift the standard of his love.
Get off the Israeli riders, dressed in black.
Off the Israeli riders, dressed in black.
Yarodin, trample you off the ground.
Yarodin, you trample you off the ground.
Every knee to Christ the King shall bow.
Every knee to Christ the King shall bow.
Every tongue confess.
Father and the Father.
great life.
I'm gonna sit by my Savior.
Gonna sit by my Savior.
Put on my